you, Luis.
Thank you.
Hi there, Luis. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Richard wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate here for your business. Now, happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I know that Richard does a very good job of kind of outlining at least the very basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
Not really. I kind of understand what you guys do. It was just
trying to get me on the page
of Google and stuff.
Right. So you've got a website already, and that's great. I mean, it's a wonderful conversion tool for the people that see it. They can, you know, learn about your company and the services and know that you do exactly what they're looking for, feel comfortable in calling you. Now, it looks like that domain, though, is just a domain. It's not an active website at this point.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
So we would actually be able to help you out with that. I mean, a website is a good conversion tool, but of course it only works when people see it. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page, most websites are never even seen by their intended audience. So more important even than a website is that people know that you're in the area providing those services. So we'll, of course, reassure Google of that fact time and again on almost 70 different destinations and directories. We are a Google Premier partner, so we do know the content that they want to see even when they make changes to that list. So everything from a Yelp listing, a fully optimized Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories and destinations known to the public and unknown, they're all equally important to Google and Bing. Of course, they all talk about your services and your service area, link back to a website and verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, are you actively trying to build out a website on that domain or hiring someone else to do that for you?
Not really. I mean,
okay.
I just use it. I'm trying to use it for like the email.
Oh, I hear you. So we could actually use that domain, like I said, and build a website for you. I mean, you are a fairly young company, at least young enough to qualify for the reduced rate for a newer business, less than 5 years. And we don't expect our young companies to already have a website. Our job, though, of course, is not just to list you on the first page of Google and Bing. It's to make sure that when people see you there, they have the reasons to call you. And since we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, no contract, we definitely want you to see success from the beginning. So we'd want to build a website for you at no additional cost, you know, build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you. 50 miles, though, I mean, that's going to mean not just the local listing, not just local search engine optimization. It would also include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads to get you found quickly throughout that entire service area. It's still a flat rate. The calls come to you, so you're not paying for the lead, click, caller job. Being that it is still a fairly young company, you would see reduced pricing, and it would stay reduced. I mean, as long as you choose to stay with us, that reduced rate would stay with you. For the greater Portland metro area, you'd be looking at exactly $299.00. It would be that exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges. You're not paying a percentage of your profit. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. So I'm sure you've got questions for me if it's something you're interested in doing. Is it, in fact, something that you would see as a benefit to your business at this point?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, I mean, Google it, right? I mean, it's kind of what we do and it's certainly what we say, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. You know, we don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages, but we do use our smartphone or even our computer. So being on that first page,
right.
I mean, it's kind of like that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until you're on that playing field, which in this case is the first page of Google, it's pretty hard to win. That's where most consumers make their buying decision. But when we get you on that first page, you can beat out the bigger, even more established businesses, and get your phone ringing. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time you're just going to simply get calls directly to you. On the website, though, there is a contact form so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill that form out, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you directly. And whether it is residential or commercial clients calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
You said you guys could, like, build a website, right? Or, like,
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. So the initial construction... Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say the initial construction of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website would be included, in this case, at no additional cost. So it would be part of that $299 a month.
Okay. And then would you guys use, like, the domain I have, or would you guys use a different domain?
If you wanted us to, yeah. I mean, it seems like you've got that domain and it's just sitting there parked. We would use that domain if that's the one you would want us to use, kafpaint.com. And you do have photos, right, I'm sure, of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos?
Yeah.
Would you want us to use that domain? I mean, we could certainly use a different one if you didn't want us to use that one.
No, yeah, I would like to use.
Okay. Perfect. And then Richard put in here that you do both residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other, or do you kind of like the mix?
I like the mix, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. You're going to get those calls directly to you from residential and commercial clients. And, you know, you can even be selective when you're choosing the job, either, you know, the job closer to home or the bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. And like I said, no matter how many jobs you do, it's just a flat rate. And when we get your phone ringing, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys, a crew?
I've got a crew going.
You do. Good. So you can certainly take on jobs, even bigger commercial jobs too. And, of course, we'll be able to target that high-end residential clients and commercial clients as well with the content that we'll create. Now, it is KAF Painting. I do see it listed as an LLC. So my question to you would be, would you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name? Would you want it included, or just KAF Painting? It's a personal preference.
I don't mind it being on.
Yeah, I always say leave it on, too. I think it makes your business look more professional. It is, like I said, a personal preference.
Right,
what does really matter is that it's consistent. So on all of the destinations and directories, your Google and Bing listing, the website, of course, will have the LLC as part of that. And then when we get your phone ringing, is this number the number you want your customers to call, the 971-269-7273? Is that the business number?
Yes, this would be the one, yeah.
It is. Perfect. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yep.
Okay, good, yeah. Like I said, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When we contact you, though, we do use phone, text, and email. Email is usually for longer pieces of information and something you want us, we want you to have for your records, but we can email you more often if that's your preference. Did you have a preference of phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I think I like text.
Text message, yeah. Text message is just the most common response for a service-based business, which brings me to my next question. You are service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address.
No.
Yeah, great. Perfect, yeah. And, you know, Google fully expects businesses that go out to the customer to be kind of run from the truck, run from the home. You know, they don't expect you to have a showroom or even an office where you did your paperwork. If you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would.
Right.
I did see a physical address, though, 705 Southeast Barnes Avenue, 97080. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that.
It is. Okay, yeah. So we will definitely, we'll definitely hide that address. Like I said, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. And then your first name, is that L-U-I-S?
Yes.
And then Richard never got your last name. What is your last name, sir?
Sanchez.
S-A-N-C-H-E-Z?
Yes.
Okay. And then, like I said, we will email you things periodically, and, of course, the email address that you give us will be attached to the contact form, so when residential and commercial clients, instead of calling you, choose to fill out that contact form on your website, you will get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it. Mr. Sanchez, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
I would use kafpainting72 at gmail.
Okay, 72@gmail.com. Okay, and then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to build out your website, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. You know, if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Mr. Sanchez will use it too on the website. If not, we will create a logo for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I do need to do here, and it's required of us as we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service to that fixed rate of $299, that we are, in fact, including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification, Luis, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Luis, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online? KAF Painting LLC. And did you want the, is K, A, and F all capitalized?
Yes.
Okay. I did see the Facebook page. I saw the Facebook page, and I was just wondering, because on the Facebook page, it's capital K, then lowercase AF. And then it does have luis@kfpainting.com. So that's a secondary email address, but not the one that you want linked to this particular account?
No.
Okay.
I've had trouble with that email.
Oh, you have. Okay, so that's why we'll keep the one that I've got, kafpainting72@gmail.com. And then, Luis, it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
So, Luis Sanchez, and I am the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sanchez, as the owner of KAF Painting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Luis, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sanchez, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. If you can imagine, it is our job, of course, to make sure that your phone is ringing, that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Luis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Sanchez, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Luis, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, be the ones to create that website on the kafpaint.com domain, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. Luis, we do that audit in the beginning, and we also do it periodically as well. But if there's any new content coming out that you're aware of, it's just a good idea for us to double-check it. So let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs, with the new business rate reducing your costs basically in half, down to the fixed rate of $299, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website actually being included here, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term would be charged today, the 17th of February, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Facebook ads on behalf of your business, and in this case, we are also actually including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, we do offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis. So there are no long-term contracts. You can actually stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Luis, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Sanchez, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Luis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sanchez, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Luis, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both. Any middle initial or just first and last on that card?
Initial, middle initial, B.
Did you say B like boy or V like Victor?
Boy.
Boy, gotcha.
B like boy.
And then you, B, okay, so Luis B. Sanchez, you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So it's 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0880.
Okay.
0340.
Yes, sir.
8114.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
Would be the 8/26.
So August or 08 of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
071.
So I've got 071071 on the back, and the card itself was that 4259 0880 0340 8114.
Yes.
And then is the billing address the 705 Southeast Barnes Avenue 97080?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Sanchez, in about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number on it, as well as the hours of operation. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Just let me know when you're ready.
Give me 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And, Luis, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Central Time. I'm sorry, Pacific Time. Why did I say Central Time? That's Pacific Time, 7 to 4. And then you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. And, of course, if you email the support team, they will respond within that following business day. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you may even receive the text before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So at some point in the first half hour, we'll call you. It'll take about a half an hour after that. Let's see. So we are booked out for 11, 12. Looks like the first available would be 1 o'clock, and then we are booked out for 2. So for today anyway, the options would be 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Do either of those work out for you to receive a half an hour phone call?
You said 1 or 3?
Yeah, 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. It would get to you a few minutes after the start of the hour, take about a half an hour after that, and you do not need to be in front of a computer.
I think you can do 3. 3?
Okay. So in this case, it's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. And like I said, a call will get to you a few minutes after 3. If I'm available when our client interview technician is ready for that phone call, meaning if I'm not on another call, I don't get a whole lot of advance notice. I don't know if it's 3:05 or 3:10, or if they're running late, it might be 3:15. But if I'm available, I'll be on that call as well, to just kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and, you know, answer any questions you might have for me before handing it over to them. If I am on another call, they'll initiate that call on their own, and, of course, they'll have all the notes, so they'll take very good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or even if I am, just to kind of set up the security on your account, for your protection, anyone calling us saying that they are with KAF Painting LLC, even if it's you, even if we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you quickly to give us the answer to the security question. And anyone calling you, Mr. Sanchez, telling you that they're with Google or telling you that they are with Local Splash, they should know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. And if you ask them, they should know both the security question and the answer. Again, that's for your protection. Your options for that would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for that security question?
The city.
The city you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Portland.
Portland, okay. So actually type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I believe I got an email with the initial invoice.
Correct, yeah. In a moment or so, you should get the welcome email as well. I'm actually glad that they're separated a little bit here. They aren't always. But the invoice one is the one that we want you to look at anyway. So if you open it up, it says something like, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on that, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, we are going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It is ours as well. But, you know, we'll optimize your listing on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people using Bing, and we still want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. And then, of course, you know, the landing page is your website. We are doing Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card." We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where we want you to type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So it is case sensitive, L, B, and S capitalized. If you're typing it in, there's not a period after the B, just a space before it and after it. If you're copy and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your first and last name. But once you've got Luis B. Sanchez in that box, click on the box just below it, and the one that says confirm signature, that actually does a couple of things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of the service, that we actually waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and then also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Mr. Sanchez, just let me know when you see that.
Okay.
So do you see where it says username and password?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that is our automated system thinks you're trying to log into your tracking system. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon once your tracking system is active to track your success. The system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, which is why it's asking you to log in. We do need to do the client interview first so we can create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next couple of days, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in if you like. I can give you the username now. It's already been created, and it cannot be changed. It is, thankfully, though, easy for you to remember. It's simply the phone number that we are speaking on. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the number. So 971-269-7273, that's going to be the username on the account. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. And that way we can easily send that out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. When we do the client interview, though, they'll give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email address. If you want, moving forward, you can email the photos team directly. But like I said, you can also send anything to the support email, and we'll take care of it from there. I did also just send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite going to your email address is simply for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it has your username, your name, and your phone number. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I'm available, when our client interview technician is available in that 3 o'clock hour, I'll be part of that call. If I am, or even if I'm not, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting a website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Mr. Sanchez, real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll talk to you again before the end of the day.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Mr. Sanchez. I appreciate your time. You take care, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.